Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Greetings. I'm Kim Wilson, your relationship expert. Thank you for joining me. Today, we're talking about how to pursue happiness. Did you know you get to design your happiness? Yes. I did a podcast called I Feel Empty. It's episode 4, and it covers how to overcome feelings of emptiness. Overcoming emptiness is really about pursuing happiness to eliminate the feeling like you're living in a vacuum, black hole, or a state of numbness. When we feel happy, it promotes a positive relationship with self and others. I want to start unpacking this topic by using the case study of Viktor Frankl. Viktor Frankl was a psychiatrist and neurologist who believed that mental and emotional illnesses, for the most part, were symptoms of an underlying sense of meaningless or emptiness. He developed a treatment mode called logotherapy. And let's break that down a little bit. Logotherapy is derived from logos, a Greek word that translates as meaning. And therapy is defined as treatment of a condition, illness, or maladjustment. Dr. Frankl, his mode of treatment, logotherapy, it eliminates emptiness by helping a person to understand their purpose in life. And part of his story is he was a Holocaust survivor. All of his family members, with the exception of his sister, so his parents, his brother, and all of his family members either died in the Nazi concentration camps or they were sent to gas ovens. When he was in the death camps, he made a decision to find meaning and purpose in being there. He would imagine himself doing lectures and teaching students. It really changed how he survived that experience. Not only did it change how he saw that experience, but others around him began to feel motivated and inspired. Even the guards, whose purpose were to punish him, they looked forward to hearing what he had to say. Part of his belief is we get to push out that feeling of emptiness by discovering purpose and meaning in our life. So a lot of times, when we feel lost, we feel empty, we feel disconnected, usually that comes from we got disconnected from our purpose, our meaning. And we start to look around and ask questions like, why am I here? Nothing feels right anymore. I feel this huge void that feels like a black hole, and I feel empty. There are a couple of ways that we can push out that feeling of emptiness. So whenever you have a purpose, it puts you on a mission to achieve and reach for something. And when I say reach for something, I'm talking about completing a task, a goal, or a project. Viktor Frankl's theory is founded on the belief that human nature is motivated by the search of life purpose. So if you're wondering, how do I start that search? That start begins with being proactive, doing something. If you want to pursue your happiness, even the word pursue is a verb. It is an action. You have to do something. And part of that may be reading, researching, connecting with people, discovering what makes you happy. Part of being proactive is writing a list out of things you enjoy, activities. Those activities, those experiences are defines what makes you happy. And if you create a list of what makes you happy, you can get to the business of pursuing your happiness. And if you have a list of all the activities and experiences that makes you unhappy, you know not to participate in anything on that list. Or there are some things that we do we don't necessarily want to do, and they don't create the best joy. And you certainly can minimize your time doing those things. So that's number one. Number two, the second tip to pursuing your happiness is taking responsibility of how you show up in this world, in this life, how you walk into a room, owning that. Anytime you own something, it gives you the power to change it, adjust it, or keep it the same. So it becomes your responsibility to be proactive. It becomes your responsibility to do something. And so the third tip is make contributions to others. You ever heard people say they find happiness and joy in being able to give to others? That can bring a lot of joy. So say the holidays come up. A lot of people struggle with the holidays, especially when they have lost a loved one, because Thanksgiving and Christmas or birthdays, they don't feel the same anymore because that person isn't there. So one of the ways that we pursue happiness is, if we just combine tips one and two, we have to take responsibility and ownership of being proactive about that date. So if you know when that date comes up, when Thanksgiving or Christmas or any other holiday approaches, we have to prepare to pursue our happiness. Because if staying in the house, sitting on the couch, if you find yourself feeling empty after participating in those activities, well, then we have to find a new activity. Even if we decide to feed the homeless, pass out turkeys, we decide to go to a nursing home and read to the elderly, and that's called serving. An act of service is about being proactive. Being proactive, we are doing something. We are finding meaning and purpose in that day. So it's not the same day. It's not what it used to be, but we are changing the narrative. And that's what it means to take responsibility and ownership of your happiness and to actively pursue it. That means you went out there to get your happiness. So if you made a decision to lay on the couch and just kind of lay there and say, you know, today is awful for me, it's not the same. And what's happening in that moment, you are thinking about something that feels like a problem to you. And if you spend time thinking about your problems all day, yes, that would lead to you feeling empty and feeling bad. But if you made a decision to get up, get out, and get going, that's you pursuing your happiness. You can do it. We can all do it. Here's the recap. To pursue your happiness, here are your tips. One, be proactive. Do something. When you are proactive, it puts you on a mission. Two, take responsibility and ownership of being proactive. It is your responsibility to get moving and make that happen. And thirdly, one of the best ways to pursue your happiness is to serve. When you serve somebody, you're actually loving them. It is an act of love. I want to end this podcast today by reading a quote from the late playwright George Bernard Shaw. It reads, "This is the true joy in life, the being used for a purpose recognized by yourself as a mighty one. The being a force of nature instead of a feverish, selfish little clod of ailments and grievances complaining that the world would not devote itself to making you happy. I am of the opinion that my life belongs to the whole community, and as long as I live, it is my privilege to do for it whatever I can. I want to be thoroughly used up when I die, for the harder I work, the more I live. I rejoice in life for its own sake. Life is no brief candle for me. It is a sort of splendid torch which I have got hold of for the moment, and I want to make it burn as brightly as possible before handing it on to future generations. I just love that. That's my time. Thank you so much for joining me. Do you want more? Well, I have more. On October the 2nd, I'm hosting a live event. It's an interactive discussion about building personal and professional relationships. Your relationships should create solutions for you and not problems. I would love to see your face in the place. Be sure to register because seats are limited. This is a free event. Now, if anybody hasn't told you today, let me be the first to tell you. You are absolutely amazing. Oh, one other thing. Please rate me. I am now in iTunes, Google Music, and Stitcher. Please subscribe and rate me 5 stars. That's it. We did it. Onward, upward, and beyond.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com. That's kwspeaks.com for the latest inspirational blogs.